feed his friends. This year should be a special for Moni Marati Shiyuki. We're continuing our study of Mishnah's Machshirim. The Rash brings the Tosef and Machshirim to Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin, that if a baby is found in a town and it's 50-50, half Jews, half Goyim, so you put upon him chormas on both sides. And the Rash explains that Nafgamina is that if he's a Jew, he's now allowed to eat nevelis. That we're machmer on him l'nei surim. That if he's a Jew, that we assume that maybe he's a Jew and he's not allowed to eat nevelis. So that's what the Rush holds, that if it's suffik goy, suffik Jew, he has to go to chumra, and he's not allowed to eat nevelis. And therefore, if it's 50-50 and we put on him chumras on both ends, then and it's not that he's a Jew, he's not allowed to eat nevelis. However, it says Marena Rosh Hashiva Reb Chaim Zatzal that in the Yerushalmi in Peya, we see Linyan Gershon is Geyer, and he had this standing wheat, and it's a suffix. He was Misgeyer before the Ketzira, after the Ketzira. According to the rabbis, he's not Chayiv in Matnas Aniyim, and Reish Lakish explains that even though Matnas Aniyim regularly a person is Chayiv Misafik, but here he's not, because one is a person Chayiv Misafik if it's Yisrael, she was that he's a Bar Chiyuva. But somebody who is a suffix, Be'ikr Chiyuvo, ain't no Chayiv Misafik. Somebody we're not even sure if he's Chayiv in the first place is not going to be Chayiv Misafik. So the same should therefore apply possibly to where you have Mechzal Mechzal, you have a suffix, Be'ikr Chiyuvo. So why should it be Asir for him to eat nevelis? The Rash also writes that Mechzal Mechzal Nidon Ka'akum L'chumra is as far as what it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Tesamad Aleph, that a guy who learns Torah is chayav misa, because even though he's chayav to keep all the other mitzvahs, Kedin Yisrael, Mishum Sfeka Daraisa L'chumra, nevertheless, Aser lo lilmod Torah, he's not allowed to learn Torah because maybe he's a guy, and a guy is Aser B'talmud Torah, Vezeh Chiddush Gadol. And in Shabbos also we can find the chumra that goy she Shabbos chayav misa, so he's not going to be allowed to keep Shabbos. So what's he going to do? Like the Machna says about Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu kept the Torah, but how is he going to keep Shabbos? The goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, and outside that he's not Jewish yet, so how could he keep Shabbos? So the answer is on Motzi Shabbos he did Malacha. So as far as it's Shabbos, if a Jew is concerned, he was perfect Friday night to Saturday night, he kept Shabbos. But a goy, it says Yom v'layla lo yishbos, so the night goes after the day. So as far as the goy is concerned, Shabbos is still going on Saturday night, so he did malacha then. So as far as a goy did is concerned, he was mechal Shabbos. That's apparently what this chetzi person has to do. It says in the Mishnah Beizayin in Rov Yisrael Yisrael. So in Machshir and Perak Beis, Mishnah Zayin that we discussed in the last shir. So if it says if Rov Yisrael, if it's mostly Jews, then this Tinoch is judged as a Jew. And it says in the Gemara Ksubas Test of Avam Beis that you return as a Veda to him. So the Rush says that even though we paskin like Shmuel in Bava Bastard, Sadi Beis Amid Beis, they ain't Holchem Amam and Achah Harov. So how do you return the Aveda if they're Rov Jews? So that's only when the Muchzik has a taina to say that the money is his. But here, it definitely doesn't belong to the Motzei, it definitely doesn't belong to the Muchzik. He just found it. There's just a suffix if the person who lost it is a Jew or a guy. So what do? We go Basaruba. We follow the Rov. So only when you have a taina that it's yours, then you can keep it. But if you don't have any taina that it's yours, then you can't keep it. So here, it's a suffix if the person who lost it is a Yisrael or an Akum. Then we do go after the Rov because the person who found it has no taina. So if it's a Rov Yisrael, then you give it back to the Jews. So lachar, we have to understand the Rush, because this is suffik if it's Avedis Akum, and Avedis Akum belongs to the finder. So why does the Rush write that there's no taina for the finder? The finder has no taina of Muchzuk. Of course the finder has a taina of Muchzuk, that it's his. Because the Muchzuk can say that it's mine, because the person who lost it is an Akum, and an Akum, I'm not chayv in Ayah, if he's an Akum, I'm not chayv in Shabbos Aveda. So what does the Rush mean when he says that the finder has no taina that it's his? He does. He has a taina that it's his on the tzad, that the person who lost it is an Akum. So even if it's Rov Yisrael, he should be able to keep it. So Moreno Rosh HaYeshiva explains the Rush, based on the Bach in Yerodea Kufna and Vav, that even though Avedis Akum Muteris, nevertheless it's not called Lachem. You're not Kone, the object. When you find an Avedis Akum, you're not Koned. You're just allowed to hold on to it. You're allowed to use it, but you're not, and you're not over on Yisr Gezel. But it's still not called lachem. The Machane Ephraim brings the Bach, and he writes a nafkamina that if somebody else comes and grabs it, you don't take it away from him, since the finder was not zoche in this aveda. The finder is no more schus in this aveda than anybody else. So Mele, you can somebody else can take it away from him. So it would appear that the Rush also holds like this, and therefore the Rush says that here the finder cannot say Shema Aveda Shelo, because even if the person who lost it is a guy, he still wasn't Konet, so he really does have no Taina. So since he has no Taina, all that's left is the Taina of the person who lost it to say that it's mine, and he has to give it back, because now there's a suffix that maybe it's Gezel, and since it's Gezel, he's now to hold on to the Gezel, so he has to give it back. Because maybe because it's likely that the person who lost it was a Jew. And with this we can explain Rashi and Ksubis, who says that the Gemara doesn't explain the Mishnah that says that 50-50 Mechtza Mechtza Yisrael means Lahachzer Lo Aveda. Why doesn't it say Lahachzer Lo Aveda? So Rashi says, because if that's the case, then why does the Mishnah distinguish between Mechtza Mechtza and Rov? It says Mechtza Mechtza Yisrael, Rov Yisrael Yisrael. So what's the distinction? So it must be the distinction is that Dafka Rov Yisrael Machzirin Lo Aveda, so but not Mechtza Mechtza. So the Chora, this Rashi is very tamua. How could I have such a havamina that mechtzal mechtzal, you're giving back the aveda? It's safik mamon. Safik mamon, I'm motzi mechaber all of araya. So if it's safik, you don't have to give it back. If it's 50-50, you don't have to give it back. So why would we even have a havamina you should be able to, you should have to give it back? The Shita Mekubes is in Subas there says in the name of the Ramban that vade mechtzal mechtzal eno nidon kerov linyan hashavas aveda v'divir Rashi tzrichem mi. And of course if it's 50-50, it's not a rov linyan hashavas aveda, you don't have to return it. So what is Rashi talking about? So based on what we said, for divir Rashi, because Rashi holds that Avedis Akum doesn't go out of his Rishus, like we said, like the Rosh holds, like others hold. Umamun Akumhi, and it's money that belongs to a guy. It still belongs to him. And so therefore it definitely belongs to the person who lost it. And Safik is Bedine Isser Veheter. Is there an Isser Gzela to hold on to this Aveda? And we can say that this is going to be like any Safik Isur the Araisa the Sveko Lechumra. So since now the person holding on to it, he has a Safik, and maybe it's Gezel, so he's not allowed to keep it, because it never went out of the rishus of the guy. So we wanted to ask on Rashi, it's safik mamun and amotzi mechaber al v'raya. Yeah, but that's only if you don't have a if it's considered shelcha, and we can say amotzi mechaber al v'raya. But here it's not. It's definitely not considered shelcha. So all you're left with then is a safik gezel. Definitely doesn't belong to you. There's no din of motzi mechaber al v'raya, and it's safek gezel. So sveka d'oraisa l'chumra. So therefore, it's 50-50. You have to give it back. So therefore, Rashi had to prove from the language of the Mishnah that no, if it's 50-50, you don't have to give it back. And that's why the Mishnah distinguished between rov Yisrael and 50-50, mechtza al mechtza. So we talk, have to understand, why not? Okay, so Rashi proves from the Lashon of the Mishnah. But why not? It's 50-50, and it's not yours. You have no taina of its mine, or motzvecha of araya. So sveka the rights of l'chomer, it's a suffix gazel. So you should have to return it, you should be obligated to return it. So, it's muchwech from this, says Rabbeinu Chaim, that there are two dinim in Hamotzi Mechaber al Avaraya. One is where he's a muhsuk and there's a suffik, maybe the money is his. He doesn't have to give it misafik. And another din, that even when the muhsuk isn't a bala mammon, nevertheless if there's a tzad, maybe al pidine mammon, he's allowed to take it, he's allowed to hold on to it, as long as the toivea has no raya that the mammon is his. So those are the two din of Hamotzi Mechaber al Avaraya. One is that it's suffik, maybe it's really yours, maybe it's really the motzeis. And the other suffik is that maybe I'll be, it's really not yours, but I'll be dine mamon, you're allowed to hold on to it. And the chiluk between these two dinim is l'inyan rov. Shebechol ha-sveikas b'dine mamonus sheyesh l'muchzak taina shem ha-mamon shelo, that in all sveikas and dine mamonus, that the muchzak has a taina, that the money is his. We paskin ein ocha mamon achar rov, that the muhsuk is nidon kebailim, and he's not obligated to give the mamon misafik. And even where the rov helps the tovei, it doesn't matter if the person's muhsuk, he's muhsuk. But if he has no taina, then maybe the money is his, even though we don't take it away from him misafik. Nevertheless, we do go after the rov to be motzi mamon, and that's the chiluk between rov and mechtza l'shitas harosh. That since He holds like the Bach that Avedis Akum doesn't belong to the Motze. Memela, he's not like every other Muxuk. And therefore, if Rov Bnei Yisrael, we go after that Rov and he has to return the object. But if there's Mechza al Mechza, he doesn't have to return it. Because in every Suffolk Mammon, we say, Hamotzi Mechaver or Olav Araya, even Lahamid Bidei HaMuchzuk She'en O'Bailim. So if there would be a rove and he'd be a proper muchzuk, because Shema HaMomon Shelo, then he'd be able to keep it. But here, where it doesn't belong to him, we have to follow the rove, and he can't keep it. Because here we're talking about the type of muchzuk who's just allowed to use it on the tzad that maybe it really is his, because there is a tzad that it really is his. So he's allowed to use it. But he's not considered a muchzuk. He's not considered the Baal Mamon. If he's actually considered the Baal Mamon, forget the Rov, Enocha Mamon Achar Rov. But here he's not considered the Baal Mamon. Because on the tzad that it's a goy, so it's still not his. So he's allowed to use it, but it's still not his. So therefore, we follow the Rov, and he has to give it back. But if it's 50-50, then we don't have, there's no Rov to follow. And then he's allowed to hold on to it, midin amotze mechavar olav araya, that he's allowed to use it. Remember, because we said there's two dinim in amotze mechavar olav araya. There's one where he's a muchzuk, and there's a suffik, maybe the moment is really his. And the other one where he's a muchzuk, where there's not a suffik, the moment is really his. So if he's a muchzuk and the suffik, the moment is really his, so then he can, even a rov isn't going to help to take it away from him. And if it's there's no suffik, maybe the moment is really his. We know the moment isn't his, but he's still allowed to use it. There's also a din of motzei mechaver olav araya. So if there's a rov against him, so then we say, no, that since he's not the baal moment, he has to give it back. But if it's mechza al mechza, then the person who lost it doesn't have a strong enough claim. There's no rov on his side. And memela, there's a din of a motzei mechaver olav araya, and he's still allowed to hold on to it. So that's very beautiful. Baruch Hashem, siyata d'shmaya, and we should be zochem, Meretz Hashem, to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.